in thinking about today's readings, it brought to mind how children have a way of bragging about the stuff that they have been born or gifted with. A bigger house, a cooler bike, a taller stack of video games, the latest iPhone, on goes the list. And then when we get older, we seem to have a tendency to brag about the stuff we feel we have earned. A bigger paycheck, a better college, a successful career, a position of power and influence, how far we have climbed from where we have started. Pride, bragging, saying, "I'm the king of the castle," seems to be something that is an inherent part of original sin. Well, in today's reading from Philippians, Paul shows us just what it is to be able to brag. He does a great job of it. He argues that above everyone else, he had reached the pinnacle of Jewishness. He speaks about how he was a Hebrew of Hebrew. Not only that, he was from the tribe of Benjamin. Benjamin was the only one of Israel's boys to be born in the promised land. Benjamin! Oh yeah, it's from that tribe that the first king, Saul, came. Benjamin. And not only that, says Paul, I was a Pharisee of Pharisees. I was Gamaliel's top student. I got more stars on my papers than anyone else. That's what Paul is presenting here. When it came to being religiously righteous, he was at the top of his game. And here's the thing that he wants us to understand. That when we encounter Jesus Christ, when we come to see who Jesus truly is, the world is turned upside down. It's interesting reading this passage from Philippians. And then turn to St. Paul's second to last letter. It's called 1 Timothy. And in 1 Timothy, one of my favorite lines in all of Paul, "To me, the foremost of sinners, Jesus Christ showed the utmost of patience." Is that the same Paul who writes this passage in Philippians? Of course it is. Because the Paul who writes Philippians goes on to say, all of those bragging rights, I count them as skubala in the Greek. In English, it would actually be the word crap. That's the word. So everything I boasted about, I'm flushing down the toilet. Why, says Paul? Because I've discovered what it is to know Jesus Christ. And in coming to know Christ, everything else is as nothing. And how Paul does this, he uses an accounting term. All that I'd invested in, that's nothing. It counts for nothing. And Christ is gain. For St. Paul, knowing Christ, allowed him to see that he was actually like that lost coin, that lost sheep. Remember Jesus said, one person who repents, there's more joy in heaven than over 99 righteous people who don't need to repent. But the point is, everyone needs to repent. But Paul, the righteous Pharisee, he had no need for Jesus Christ. It was only when he was brought to that low point of recognizing, I am the foremost of sinners to whom the utmost of patience has been shown. And when that happened in Paul's life, it changed everything. I think about this, and I've referred to this before, but I find it striking that about a quarter of Paul's life after he became a Christian was spent in jail. The circumstances of Paul's personal life, may I suggest humbly, are more challenging than the circumstances any of us here are facing day by day. And yet Paul had this joy. He had this perspective. And Philippians, written from jail, is called the Epistle of Joy. Because Paul recognized that it's not what's out here that defines me, it's who I am becoming in here by the Holy Spirit that makes me. And so that's why Jesus in the gospel says there is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over those 99 who do not need to repent. Because at the heart of joy, at the heart of rejoicing, is to say the bank account that really matters is the bank account of grace. The life that really matters is the life that is in Christ. The knowledge that is in the end, the only important knowledge is to know Jesus Christ. That is what happened to St. Paul. And that, beloved, is what happens to the saints in every generation. They come to the end of themselves so that they can become to the beginning of Jesus. And it's no different for us. We're all prideful. We all boast about one thing or another. And I know that in my own life, this is one of the hardest interior struggles, is to die to that, to flush all of that down the toilet, and to say, what matters is to know Christ.